Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Hello, everybody. George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. Well, this is about public sector pay rises in the United Kingdom, particularly South Britain, because some of what I'm talking about is devolved and some of it is reserved. Devolved as in Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland and England all do their own thing. And the other one is Westminster decides for the United Kingdom in its entirety. So a few days ago, 22nd of May, his Britannic Majesty's government, they gave a 4% pay rise to a lot of public sector workers. Now, there's a pay review body which makes a recommendation. It's just that, it's a recommendation. The government is free to go along with it, to go against it, to award a bigger pay rise than suggested, or a smaller one, or none at all, or pay cut indeed. So various teachers' unions have applauded what they've heard. They said that there have been cutbacks to school budgets. I mean, a lot of money in schools is wasted. We shouldn't have lots of one-on-one tutoring. Often that's sort of outside of school. People who are uneducable make no effort. Have to accept there's a spectrum of ability. Some people are never going to pass anything, or not even going to get level one functional skills in English and maths. That means a sort of a mental age of like about 8 or something. And we can spend huge amounts of money on them, even they get their level one. Well, so what? You know, they're going to do jobs where they don't need to be literate. We just need to force people to work. But there's obviously a recruitment and retention crisis in teaching, so that was probably necessary. It's actually above inflation. I mean, inflation is at 3.5% above inflation pay rise for teachers and doctors. But that's partly catching up where these professions were way back in 2008. There was lag behind inflation for, 15, 16 years. So there was only a 3.6% pay rise for midwives and nurses. Aren't midwives a type of nurse? But I think we have to be realistic and lay laws of supply and demand. Do we have trouble recruiting and retaining these people? If so, less of a pay rise, no pay rise. With doctors, it's crucial to do that. With teachers, there's a big problem. So anyway, there was a 5.4 pay rise for resident doctors. We used to call them junior doctors. And the British Medical Association said it's not enough. There might be another strike. So Labour came in. They stuffed their mouths with gold, as Nye Bevan, Labour's health secretary, who created the National Health Service, would say. And that worked for a while. They suspended strike action. There were 11 strikes between junior doctors in 2023, 2024, when the Conservatives were there. They were demanding a 35% pay increase. They said there'd been 15 years of pay increases, which were below inflation. But where on earth was the money to come from? I mean, I know that's not the doctor's problem, but it is the government's problem. If we don't have enough doctors, it's everybody's problem. It impacts everyone. So what they've had is a 22% pay rise over the previous year, the previous those years, and added to this one, that brings up something like 26% out of the 35% they wanted. That is pretty close. The moment negotiating tactic, asking for 35%, not even wanting it, because they get something towards it. The Royal College of Nurses said it's revolting the way they've been paid less than doctors. Well, frankly, it's an easier profession to get into. It's not as high status a profession. You don't need such high grades. It's not just a high level of responsibility. They don't like me saying it. Tough. That's the plain truth. Oh, it's not inferior. It's different. It is inferior. Okay, maybe a bit of a rude way to put it, but it is. Okay, we know that doctors are more highly qualified. It's harder to qualify. They can do things that nurses can't. It's not the case of the primary school teachers versus professors, because teaching little children is a completely different skill set from like producing academic articles and teaching at university level. So dentists also 4%. But now this is where I really disagree. 3.25% pay increase for civil servants. There is no difficulty recruiting and retaining them. So why are you increasing it? We need to shed civil servants and make them more productive. And one thing Labour has done, which is actually quite sensible, said a lot of the ministries are going to be moved out of London. Go to the more economically depressed areas and boost that civil servants. You go there, you spend your money there, and it's going to drag up the area. The whole United Kingdom pays tax. It goes into London, the richest city, a really overcrowded city, and that's taking money out of the poorer areas. Put it back into the poorer areas like that, and then you can sell off the office buildings. Take over derelict sites in northeast England, former coal mining towns, something like that. It'll be way cheaper for these people to buy properties up there. They don't really want to go. They're not going to move immediately. Well, tough. You either go or you lost your job. So anyway, the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says he's fought very hard for this. But there is no need to be doing this for civil servants. Laws of supply and demand, there is an oversupply of people wanting to do it. We don't need that many. We've got way more. The productivity is down. It's just appalling. I know they're not all bad. Okay, some of them are trying their damnedest. Some of them may be superb, but overall, no, they're not doing a good job. We shouldn't have so many civil servants. And I know it's the government's fault for creating more bureaucracy, but it's got to be easier to get people out for underperformance. I work in the private sector, and all these massive public sector pay rises, that is going to be tax rises. Where's the money coming from? It's coming from the likes of you and me. And the private sector, we don't get that. We have to fight for it. We have to negotiate it. We have to earn it. We've got to be worth it. Right? Strikes almost never happen in the private sector. Now, you might say, the more fool me. If I want to be treated like the public sector, get into the public sector. But anyway, this is the market discipline of the private sector. If people are less than happy with me, even once, they never use me again. But in the public sector, you are virtually unsackable unless you do something absolutely criminal. 4.5 pay rise for people in the armed forces, and that was needed. There's a recruitment and retention crisis. Very worryingly, only 45% of soldiers say they are happy with their careers. Okay, partly that's financial. Another thing is the housing wasn't good enough. Can't think what else there was. And senior military staff, 3.75%. I mean, it's sensible to do it with lower the higher ranks because they're so high up, they're not going to leave. They've made the decision. They've been here for 20 years in some cases. They can't easily switch to another career, especially that their age. They're over 40, things like that. They're really invested in that. So they don't. Their skills are not that transferable at that stage of their career. So inflation went up to 3.5% in the year up to April. And I notice interest from banks is only just above that if you've got a savings account. So where on earth is the money going to come from? The Treasury had provided for 2.8% pay rises. It's now got a lot higher. 45% of people working in the public sector have got these ones. But I mean, they're not linked to increase in productivity. Now they got these big pay rises for the public sector last year, as soon as Labour came into office. And the Conservatives said, well, they'll simply demand more and have strikes. And Ed Argar, the Shadow Health Secretary, who's really lacking in social skills and emotional intelligence. I knew him at Oxford anyway, but anyway, he's been quoted saying that just means that there'll be more pressure to cave in because they know Labour's a soft touch on this. So there needs to be some fiscal discipline. I know it's all very well to say that, Ed Argar, but what do you want more strikes? I don't. What are you going to do about recruitment and retention? And okay, that's partly working conditions. It's too stressful. They can be too easily accused of things, suspended or whatever. Sometimes they don't have the beds, the drugs, the equipment, other things they need the NHS to do the best for their patients. As partly their time is wasted, all this sort of woke nonsense and racist propaganda from the BLMers. If we could get rid of that and they could actually get on with helping their patients, that'd be good for the NHS. And it infects all areas of the public sector. And notice, I don't think the police got a pay rise. Maybe there's no problem with the recruitment and retention there. So I agree with some of it. I'm a bit worried about how on earth it's going to be funded. So I would cut back on loads of things. No arts grants, fewer civil servants, no special advisors, no international aid. What else? Museums are going to have to charge money to get people to go there. No music grants, the right likes of Kneecap. Even a band that is music I like, even if I like their ideology, shouldn't get a penny from the taxpayer. Less money for the royal family. We don't need so many diplomats pick up the phone. What else? What on earth we can do? And no, I haven't got a fully costed list for all this. Just more people leaving school at an earlier age, 16 into full-time work, a few of them 14 into full-time work. If you're 14, I'd say you can work 20 hours a week, and then we have some activities for you to do for free. And if you're 16, you can work 30 hours a week, and there are other organized sports you can go to for free. You can go back into education at any point if you want to, as an adult, make up GCSEs and stuff, and far fewer people going to university, and that would save an absolute fortune. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.